Hello, Young Nak family. Welcome back for another day of God's blessing and His Word. I hope and pray that you guys are blessed as we read the scripture together. Can I pray before we get started? Father, thank you for this time as we gather as one family and share your word. Lord, would you remember and bless every single Young Nak family that is out there? Lord, would you remind us that we are never forgotten, that we continue to remember each other, we will continue to pray for each other, and most importantly, allow us to love one another as you have loved us first. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today's scripture comes from 2 Samuel verse 16. I'm going to read the entire chapter in ESV version. Again, today's scripture comes from 2 Samuel verse 16, verse 1 through 23. When David had passed a little beyond the summit, Ziba, the son of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of donkeys saddled, bearing 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, 100 of summer fruits, and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "Why have you brought these?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who faint in the wilderness to drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he remains in Jerusalem. For he said, 'Today the house of Israel will give me back the kingdom of my father.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "Behold, all that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." And Ziba said, "I pay homage. Let me ever find favor in your sight, my lord the king." When King David came to Bahurim, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. And as he came, he cursed continuously. And he threw stones at David and at all the servants of the king of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and of his left. And Shimei said as he cursed, "Get out. Get out, you men of blood, you worthless man. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head." But the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? If he is cursing because the Lord has said to him, 'Curse David,' who then shall say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "Behold, my own son seeks my life. How much more now may this Benjamite? Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him so. It may be that the Lord will look on the wrong done to me, and that the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing today." So David and his men went on the road, while Shimei went along the hillside opposite him and cursed as he went and threw stones at him and flung dust. And the king and all the people who were with him arrived weary at the Jordan, and there he refreshed himself. Now Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, Hushai said to Absalom, "Long live the king, long live the king." And Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No, for whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel have chosen, his I will be, and with him I will remain. And again, whom should I serve? Should it not be his son? As I have served your father, so I will serve you." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give your counsel. What shall we do?" Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you have made yourself a stench to your father, and the hands of all who are with you will be strengthened." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Now in those days the counsel that Ahithophel gave was as if one consulted the word of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel esteemed both by David and by Absalom. Amen. As you can see from this chapter, David is in a world of trouble. His son, Absalom, basically revolted against him and kicked him out of his kingship from his throne and basically took over the country of Israel. And David is on the run, basically being chased by his own son. David lost all his political power. He is in great agony. I mean, think about being betrayed by your own son. You are absolutely broken. And that's exactly what David is experiencing right now. And you know the saying, when it rains, it pours. If you look at verse 1 through 4, David is basically running away. He is running out of food. He has nowhere to hide. And Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, comes to him with his generous gift. Think about it this way. What gain can Ziba possibly receive by giving all these gifts to David? I mean, after all, David lost all his political strength. He doesn't have any fortunes to give, or he doesn't have any social status to grant Ziba anything. Yet he comes and blesses a king, actually even against his master's wish. Why does he do that? Well, because he looks at the king of Israel. He looks at the chosen one of God and wants to bless him generously, not for his personal gain, but out of his great compassion and commitment to the Lord. And I think that is a beauty that Christians like us could practice on a continuous basis. How about we start blessing those that don't have anything to offer? How about we start practicing generosity and hospitality, not for our political, social, or personal gain, but just because God loves our neighbors in distress, just because Jesus has commanded us to bless and provide for those who are in ruins, who are in deep needs. So guys, my prayer, Yongnak family, my prayer is that we will have the compassion and generosity, hospitality of Ziba. When he had nothing to gain, he gave. And then there's Shimei. Shimei, as this chapter lists, is from the descendants of Saul. And obviously, you know the relationship between Saul and David. Shimei clearly did not like David. And he throws all these curses, all these terrible words, excoriating David as he has, well, come off his political power. But guess what? David still had a share of his followers who says, Abishai, right? Who says, you know what, King David, this guy is saying all kinds of hideous things to you. If you want, I'm going to go kill him right now and bring his head before you. But you know what David does? He forgives. And he looks to God. He looks to God to vindicate him. He looks to God to repay him for the good, although right now he's receiving curses from his enemy. He doesn't repay evil with evil, but he actually receives it and turns it into prayer. Turns it into humility, turns it into compassion. Guys, I don't know how many haters you have in your life. I don't know how many naysayers you have in your life, but instead of repaying evil with evil, man, how about we use that opportunity to lift a prayer before the Lord? How about we use that opportunity to grow our endurance and character? How about we use this opportunity to practice forgiveness as Jesus has forgiven us? And finally, this Absalom and Ahithophel thing happens. Absalom asks Ahithophel in verse 20, hey, what should I do? Now that I'm in power, now that I want to establish my rule and reign over Israel, what is the best action, best course of action I could do? And you know what counsel Ahithophel gives? It is absolutely corrupt. It is absolutely disgusting. He says, go into your father's concubines, as in, sleep with them. Think about that counsel. Think about that advice. Just think about how sinful and disgusting and corrupt that counsel is. Go and sleep with your father's concubines to establish your political strength and reign over his kingdom. Guys, obviously, we wouldn't listen to such advice. But we are still continuously receiving so many bad and evil advice from the world and people of the world. And my prayer is that you will be able to discern the advice of evil and the advice of good. You will be able to discern the voice of the devil and the voice of God. And that is the only way you will be able to stay the course of your spiritual journey and live life that glorifies God and God alone. And my brothers and sisters of Young Nak family, do you know the voice of God at this time? Can you discern the voice of God from the voice of evil? Can you discern the voice of evil from the voice of God? Because if we do not have that discernment, then we're going to end up falling into the same sin that Absalom commits. Obviously, not to the same degree or the same type. But we will sin before the Lord. We will commit evil in the eyes of God. So guys, my prayer, as we read this word, the perfect word of God today, can we pray for each other that we will be able to discern the voice of God in the world that is filled with evil? So what are the three lessons that we want to take away? Number one, how about the compassion, generosity, and the hospitality of Ziba, providing to David when he is in his utmost distress? Can we be like Ziba to those who are struggling? And can we be like David, not repaying evil with evil as Shimei curses him? And we will be able to forgive those who seem unforgivable. And finally, what are the words of evil? What are the advice of evil that are present in our lives today? Can we discern and seek after the voice and guidance of God? So that is my prayer for you guys, and let's continue to pray for each other to practice generosity, to practice forgiveness, and practice discernment. So that is my blessing for all of you guys, and let's pray together. Father, we live in a very difficult culture today where people are seemingly only after their gains. They're self-serving. And it is so hard to find true altruism and generosity in that time, in that season, in that society. Would you use your people to give, to be generous, gracious, to be hospitable, to be sacrificial? Not for our personal gain, but because we want to follow after the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And Lord, in a place where the world says repay evil with evil, can we repay evil with good? And can we remember the forgiveness and grace that we have received and practice the same level of forgiveness that we've been given? And Lord, in the world that is filled with evil advice, the world that celebrates, condones, and continues to tempt your people to commit evil and to do evil deeds before you, Lord, would you give us discernment to hear and seek your voice? So Lord, thank you so much for this time. Would you bless and remember every single one of our Young Nak family? And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.